Here's Al, JC, Jenna, and Kelly. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back. We got Beat the Bank coming up. About 10 minutes.
Nice.
Was that a train I was hearing now?
I was just, you know, kind of making sounds with the beat.
Kelly, I think you broke the internet with the picture you posted yesterday and our text machine.
I tried.
Everybody is talking about the raspberry and the picture and the he's my boyfriend quote.
Look at that.
It's a guy you've been sort of seeing.
Couple months.
And finally made it official yesterday.
Yeah. It's not official till it's on social media.
Right.
Did you just post that picture without telling him to see how he'd respond?
He was right there when I did it. I said, I'm going to press publish.
With the boyfriend thing on there?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So we were just having fun and being silly and waiting for the movie to start.
Yeah. Daddy met him?
Yeah.
When he took you guys to the airport, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know how I feel about that.
That's a big deal.
Very big deal.
That's a big deal.
I think I'm going to meet his parents this weekend. I think.
Whoa.
That's no big deal.
Is his mom going to get you that? Is his mom going to get you that dish I told you?
I don't know.
Because he's half Filipino?
Nothing's been set in stone yet.
Okay.
We're just talking about it.
How long has this been now?
A couple months.
Mom.
The older you get, things
go quicker. You feel good about it? Just keep it going, right?
Well, good. I'm happy for you. All right.
Yeah. Thanks. He's very, very sweet. Yeah. Y'all meet him at my birthday.
Okay.
Oh, that's the first time, or can we meet him before that? If we want to.
If you want to. I just don't know where we're going to do that or when we're going to find time.
You should bring him to the show one day. Just so he could check out what you do for work.
I'm sure he'd love that.
He would. This time Thursday morning, make sure you're... No, I'm just kidding. speaking of finding new relationships and love.
Yeah.
Today is World Poetry Day.
World.
It wasn't just national. We were wrong about that. It's World Poetry Day.
World.
And it's a day meant to encourage a return to the oral tradition of poetry recitals, to promote the teaching of poetry, and create an attractive image of poetry in the media.
Okay.
So that the art of poetry will no longer be considered an outdated form of art, but one that enables society as a whole to regain and assert its identity.
When's the last time a guy wrote you a poem, Kelly?
Benet wrote me poetry.
Benet?
Well, his real name was Benny, but he preferred to be called Benet.
Yeah.
And he wrote me a book of it.
He did?
What? Well, no, I wrote him a book of it. He wrote me just loose letters, letters, poems and stuff.
And then it turned out Benet was not.
Benet
not
was
the
gay.
Lead. Yeah.
It turned out Benet was gay.
Yeah. But he was really romantic,
he was gay
huh?
With me. I think he, Yeah. He left me for Patrick.
Yeah.
But
Patrick's cool, though.
But what we had was real.
Yeah.
I think he really did.
He had feelings.
He really did care about each other.
Absolutely.
Yes, he really did.
So
that does do a number on your head when your first boyfriend leaves you for Patrick.
Yeah.
That does scar you, and it takes a while to get over that.
Well, I don't think new boyfriend will leave you for Patrick.
No.
I hope not.
I think you're fine. So to honor World Poetry Day, we decided to write some poems.
For our significance?
Yeah, we decided to do a theme, and we decided to go with significant others.
Awesome, okay. Guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, Jenna.
Well, you know, you got
I didn't decide it. The boss man decided
it. It was white gooey cheddar.
Mm.
So.
Cool.
So we apologize for that, Jenna.
Awesome.
3 out of 4 is not bad.
No, great.
I'm sure there's a love in your life you could write
to. All right. I'm the minority on the show now.
We'll save Jenna's for last.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah, this is to my wife.
Come on, birthday babe.
This is so corny, you guys.
Oh, great.
I love it.
All right.
Girls love that.
I know. When I first saw you, I needed a muzzle.
Oh, my God.
You're so beautiful. You're like a piece to my puzzle.
Oh.
I'll never forget those words you said as you lay there on my bed. I think I love you came out of your mouth. From then on, you were all I was about. Your dream came true with a Mexican last name. And to my friends, this might sound lame. We go together like a superhero in his cape. I will always be your birthday babe.
You took some liberties with rhyming there.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Nothing really rhymes with babe, I noticed.
Nothing rhymes with babe?
I looked it up on rhyme.com.
Paid?
Gabe.
Gabe?
But it gave me cape.
Half rhymes.
Laid.
Yeah, half rhymes. It gave me half
That's
rhymes.
Okay.
Eminem does half rhymes all
yes,
the time.
Yes, and singing it. That's what you have to do.
See, yeah. I love Kelly because she just.
So yours was like
cooler.
A-A-B-B-C-ish.
Yeah, I went with first grade poetry.
I didn't go. Mine's not as long as yours.
Okay, go ahead. That's fine. That's what she said.
You mean do mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So I made the big boyfriend reveal, and I guess it's a pretty big deal. He is great for my ego. We have fun where'er we go.
Ah.
And a side note, he's half Filipino.
Here we go, Filipino. Okay.
Well, it's poetry. Yeah. You know,
you can do whatever you want, Al. It's art.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what you do in poetry. You do them words fancy like that.
Yeah. Should we be clapping or?
Oh, yeah, we got to snap.
We got to snap it. Mm. All right. Al, are you ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Baby, I'm sorry that I haven't given you a lot of attention. And I'm really sorry that I slipped through our dinner reservation. I'm going to make it up to you. I'm planning something really cool. But I'll apologize now just in case that falls through, too.
You guys, I can't snap. You know that?
Doctor girlfriend!
Yeah. I'll slept through their dinner reservation.
I was so tired Saturday night, man. I had 8 o'clock dinner reservation. Went to sleep at 6. Yeah. Take a nap. I didn't wake up till 11.
Hey, but you got your beard trim.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, never miss that, no matter what.
Nope.
It's priorities. It's what's important.
Yeah. All right. Jenna.
I was instructed to write a poem.
Yeah.
As we all were.
To my significant other.
Sure.
Okay. So this is as close as I can get.
Thank you.
Hey, boy. Had a great time the other night. Then you go pulling up next to me at a stoplight. Who's that sitting to your right? Your girlfriend. Okay. I'm not one to fight. I'll sleep with my pug. At least she doesn't bite.
Whoa.
At the red light. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes poems have heartbreak in them, you know.
Yeah,
it's not heartbroken.
Man. Stoplight, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
You wave?
Yeah,
did he wave?
Uncomfortable moment.
Yeah. He waved? Good.
Did he wave back? He waved back? No, he didn't. So that's how you found out you were a side piece actor.
At the light.
At the light. Dang, Jenna. Back at it again.
It's all right.
It's all good.
Really, it's fine.
It's fine. You got a lot of dudes that are willing to make you their side chick too, Jenna, on the text.
How about number one chick?
Yeah, how about number one?
You gotta be the side chick.
Yeah. Well, those are the guys that are riding right now.
Because they're all taken.
Yeah.
That's nice. That makes you equally as charming as the other one.
If you want to write a poem, a little short something, you can text it to us, right?
Yeah, text us a poem for Jenna if you want her to be your girl, or 20 of them.
Yeah, I'd like a loved one, sure.
Yeah, we'll take those.
Yeah,
it's World Poetry Day.
Yeah, might read them.
And it's also National Down Syndrome Day, everybody. So,
really?
Yeah, much love going out to that. Sandy Roberts let us know.
All right.
So there's plenty of beautiful things going on today, including Beat the Bank.
Boom!
Round two, how much money are you going to win? Only one way to find out, and that's to get inside the vault. We'll tell you when to call next.
MTV and the Kid Craddock Morning Show are hooking you up with two tickets to the 2016 MTV Movie Awards, hosted by Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. One winner and a guest will take flight to Los Angeles for a celeb-packed VIP weekend. How to win? Just go to KidNation.com for an Easter egg hunt. Look everywhere for our Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart Easter eggs. Find them, and you can be off to L.A. next month. Plus, 10 runner-ups will receive a free pair of Skechers and G-Shock watch. Don't miss the 2016 MTV Movie Awards. It's on Sunday, April 10th at 8, 7 Central. Only on MTV. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.